Neurodivergent Vermonters are organizing a new mutual aid effort to supply each other with medicines, groceries, and ways to take action during an uncertain time. The effort, led by the Central Vermont Community Health Organization All Brains Belong, began earlier this month in response to proposed cuts to Medicaid. Vermont Public's Elodie Reed reports.
The ayes and nays are ordered. Members will record their votes by electronic device. This will be a 15-minute vote.
Congressional Republicans voted Tuesday night for a House budget resolution that could reduce funding for Medicaid, a health insurance program for people with low incomes and people with disabilities. That's in order to pay for tax cuts and more military and immigration enforcement spending.
Majority voting in the affirmative, the concurrent resolution is adopted.
How funding reductions might play out for Medicaid recipients is still unclear. About 72 million Americans use Medicaid, including more than 150,000 Vermonters. Among them are many of the patients at All Brains Belong. Executive Director Dr. Mal Hauser says the Montpelier nonprofit serves about 350 people, and nearly 40% of them are economically dependent on Medicaid.
And we're really worried because if that funding goes away, they'll lose so much stability.
We really want to be proactive to make sure our community members have what they need.
This is Amy Noyes, a 50-year-old Plainfield resident who is both a patient and an advisory board member at All Brains Belong. As part of its model, the organization offers not only medical care, but social connection. And so, by design, patients know each other and what fellow patients might be going through.
You know, patients are really terrified at the moment. People are saying things like, if I don't have Medicaid, if I don't have insurance, like I might lose my house or I might lose, you know, I might become really ill again. And some of the medicines and supplements they need, they're really simple medicines. They're over-the-counter medicines.
Some are medicines that Medicaid has already stopped covering in Vermont. And they're things that Noyes, who is autistic and ADHD, says make the difference between them spending their days on the couch in full body pain versus being physically and mentally active.
And what I have noticed in the All Brains Belong community, as we support each other and are taken care of, meaning like as I got better, I can now support other people.
Noyes helped build the new All Brains Belong Community Health Access Fund. It has an online registry where people can purchase over-the-counter medications, food gift cards, and air purifiers for whoever needs them.
Amazing. A couple of magnesium came.
By last Friday, just 1 week into the launch of the registry, several boxes full of pre-purchased medicines and supplements arrived at the All Brains Belong office.
And so that is antihistamines and lots of different types of vitamins, a medicine called famotidine.
The Community Health Access Fund is also raising money.
We donated $5,000 to the fund.
This is Summer Stelter, one of the owners of Limelight Restoration Services. The Irisburg-based company specializes in restoring homes and businesses with fire, water, mold, and structural damage. Stelter is another All Brains Belong patient and advisory board member. She says she's giving money to the fund because that community feels like her family, and because her fellow patients make her feel seen and heard in a way she never felt before finding All Brains Belong in 2023.
I have had lived a life of very much being like lonely, having suicidal ideation for most of my life. I've been married for almost 19 years and have a really amazing spouse. I was still masking in front of him and I was trying really hard, you know, not to be this defective, weird person that society had made me feel like I was.
Stelter received her official autism diagnosis last year at the age of 42. And she says that's given her language to express and advocate for what she needs, which can be different from how neurotypical people operate.
I really do feel so much healing on so many levels when I'm able to give back and when I'm able to openly talk about who I really am and not feel judged.
All Brains Belong began in late 2021 as a response to the healthcare system not meeting the needs of the neurodivergent community. Hauser, the executive director, who is also a member of the community they serve, points to data showing lower than average life expectancy for autistic adults and for adults diagnosed with ADHD.
And so it just seemed like there had to be a better way to do this.
More than 3 years later, Hauser said All Brains Belong has more demand than its staff of six can meet with direct medical care, which is why it incorporates social opportunities, as well as employment support and neurodiversity trainings for outside organizations.
And that is, I think, where the transformation of health happens once they feel safe and they're able to connect with community. That's where we really see a lot of improvements in health.
Hauser says the uncertainty and stress around federal funding for programs like Medicaid is hurting people's health.
It's causing direct impact to the autonomic nervous system and the immune systems of our patients.
And that's what makes this a good time to launch a mutual aid effort.
Because so many of the people we serve, they've been invalidated, dismissed, gaslit. The idea that a community would show up for them, that is one of the most fundamental health promoting things that I could ever imagine.
That story was reported by Vermont Public's Elodie Reed. If you or someone you know is in crisis, you can call or text the National Suicide Lifeline at 988.